Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, Mr. Number 609, Meaning of Temptation. Will you allow temporal, earthly employment to lead you into temptation? Will you doubt your Lord who loves you? Will you neglect the work given you, of doing service for God? Your associations are with a class who are earthly, sensual, and devilish. You have breathed moral malaria, and you are in serious danger of failing where you might win if you would place yourself in right relation with Jesus, making his life and character your criterion. Now, in order to escape the corruption that is in the world through lust, you must be a partaker of the divine nature. It is your duty to keep your soul in the atmosphere of heaven. You should not place yourself where you will be corrupted by dissolute companionship. As one who loves your soul, I beseech you to shun, as far as possible, the company of the profligate, the licentious, and the ungodly. Pray, lead us not into temptation. That is, do not, O Lord, suffer us to be overcome when assailed by temptation. Watch and pray lest ye enter into temptation. There is a difference between being tempted and entering into temptation. Often the spell of temptation will hold us like a charm. The suggestions of Satan will stir every element of depravity that still remains in the unrenewed nature. The flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. But if you fail in the test and trial of your life now, in probationary time, you will fail forever.